This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on QPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. Beginning with the Berner Symphony Orchestra with conductor Johannes Moesus, along with violinist Ingolf Turbin, together in a romance for violin and orchestra, by composer Carl Reinecke here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. There's some more classical music in store for you as we enter the afternoon time. I'm Jeb Watson, and coming up, we'll have Along the Chung Trio for Dmitri Shostakovich's first piano trio. That'll be followed by the BBC Symphony Orchestra with an examination of Renaissance art through the art of music. From Boguslav Martinu, frescoes of Piero della Francesca, all ahead here on KPR. We've got for you now the City of London Symphonia, conductor Richard Hickox. From English composer John Ireland, a marvelous orchestral poem for you next on Kansas Public Radio. From John Ireland, an orchestral poem performed by the City of London Symphonia, led by conductor Richard Hickox on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now and still to come. The BBC Symphony Orchestra with an orchestral suite that is akin to Respighi's Botticelli pictures from Boguslav Martinu. We'll hear the frescoes of Piero della Francesca in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. And Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival on Saturday, May 2nd, at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. On the KU campus, it is 77 degrees, today a high of 81, as well as a chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. By tonight, 20% chance of showers and a low of 52. Tomorrow's going to be sunny with a high of 82. What we'll listen to next was written in 1923 by Dmitri Shostakovich, early chamber music from the composer, his piano trio number 1 performed by the Chung Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Written in 1923, piano trio number 1 by Dmitri Shostakovich, played there by the Chung Trio on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. With a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Of course, on every Friday morning on KPR, we've got for you Classics by Request, where we feature classical music that has been suggested by our listeners. Destiny's your host, and you can make a request right now for this week's show over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Click on Shows to find Classics by Request. Then join us on Friday morning from 9 a.m. to noon with an encore broadcast Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at Casey Farm School. org. We're ready now to bring you the BBC Symphony Orchestra and an orchestral suite that was written in the 1950s by Czech composer Boguslav Martinu that pays homage to some artwork by a painter of the early Renaissance and his masterpiece, The History of the True Cross. We'll listen to Frescoes of Piero della Francesca on KPR. That applause is for the BBC Symphony Orchestra with the orchestral suite Frescoes of Piero della Francesca written in the 1950s by Boleslav Martinu here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is just about time for our next NPR News update. After that, we get into the next hour of music, where we'll find the London Classical Players and Beethoven, his first piano concerto. That, along with a little music from Stravinsky and Sergei Prokofiev, much more still to come as classical music unfolds here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting modern jazz performer, drummer, and activist Terry Lynn Carrington and band Social Science at the Folly Theater on April 18th. Tickets available at follytheater.org. And the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org. On the KU campus, 81 degrees, a high of about that this afternoon. You're listening to KPR.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. In partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation, Subaru and its retailers will have distributed 165,000 trees since 2025. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That was the Northern Chamber Orchestra and conductor Nicholas Ward with Tango, Waltz, and Ragtime, music from The Soldier's Tale by Igor Stravinsky on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with more classical music to share. This 1 p.m. hour will, for the most part, be spent in the company of the London Classical Players and pianist Melvin Tan, joining us in a bit for Beethoven and his first piano concerto. That's in just a bit on KPR. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. From Stravinsky, we have something next by Sergei Prokofiev, some of his famous chamber music that was written around the year of 1920 while Prokofiev was spending a little time in the United States. These were originally vocalizes to be sung by the Ukrainian soprano Nina Koshets. His five melodies for violin and piano. Here is violinist Dmitry Sitkovetsky, pianist Pavel Gililov on KPR. Sergei Prokofiev's famous five melodies for violin and piano, written in 1920. We heard violinist Dmitry Sitkovetsky and pianist Pavel Gililov here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:24. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, of course. We've got classics for you until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. And online, of course, at KansasPublicRadio.org. On the KU campus, it's at the moment partly cloudy and about 81 degrees. That's about as warm as it's going to get for this afternoon. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those are expected mainly. Our best chances should be around between 3 and 5 p.m. 20% chance of showers tonight with a low of 52. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 82. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. And the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. Time now to bring in the London Classical Players. Conductor Roger Norrington, pianist Melvin Tan, they're all together with Beethoven and his first piano concerto from 1795 on KPR. And so ends Piano Concerto No. 1 in C Major, Beethoven's first piano concerto, played by the London Classical Players, led by Roger Norrington, with pianist Melvin Tan. It is just about 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Another hour of classical music awaits us, one that'll bring us Elgar's String Serenade, Franz Schubert, and his Third Symphony as well, all just ahead on KPR. Because you care, donate to KPR today for unbiased, in-depth news, for inspiration and laughs, for thoughtful conversations, and for a more informed life. You're an essential part of the equation. Your contribution equals unparalleled local coverage, captivating storytelling, and a window to the world. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today. And thank you. News. All things considered, today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Lives from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Herbert von Karajan getting things started in the 2 p.m. hour. The music by Italian composer Emanuel Ferrari and an intermezzo from his famous opera, The Jewels of the Madonna. You're on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with a little more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon. We'll be paid a visit by pianist Georges Blalet playing us a Chopin ballad in just a moment, and the Berlin Philharmonic will be back for Franz Schubert and his Third Symphony, all on the way here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra next for one of the most popular and most recorded pieces by Sir Edward Elgar, something he wrote in 1892, originally as a present to his wife Alice on the occasion of their third wedding anniversary. It is his Serenade for Strings in E Minor, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with the performance, next on Kansas Public Radio. Written in 1892 by Sir Edward Elgar, and one of his most popular works, The Serenade for String Orchestra in E Minor, played there by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:21. We have music of Chopin in just a moment, and later still, Symphony No. 3 by Schubert, coming up on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. It is 82 degrees on the KU campus. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms a bit later on this afternoon between 4 and 5 p.m. Tonight, a low of 51, partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers. Looks like tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 82. Music of Chopin, as mentioned. Next up is pianist George Bellette for a performance of Chopin's Ballade No. 2 in F major here on KPR. Ballade No. 2 in F major, music by Friedrich Chopin, played on piano by George Bellette on KPR Kansas Public Radio. 2:31 now. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And don't forget that you can catch more classical music this evening between 7 and 9. Here on KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversation about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you'll use to stay informed in our changing world. We can only do this through membership support. You're an essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and connection that is KPR. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org to support news that matters. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org. It is 82 degrees on the KU campus. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A little bit later this afternoon, tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 51, 20% chance of rain, and tomorrow looks like it's going to be sunny with a high of 82. We're ready to welcome back the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and its conductor Herbert von Karajan for a symphony by Franz Schubert, one that he completed in 1815, just a few months after his 18th birthday. Like many of his early symphonies, this one remained unpublished in Schubert's lifetime, turning up later in the first edition of his complete works in 1884. We'll listen to Symphony No. 3 in D major here on Kansas Public Radio. Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 3 in D major, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is almost 3 p.m., just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News, which means it's time for me to say good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining me. I'm Jeb Watson. Hope you enjoyed this afternoon's classical music. There'll be more this evening from 7 to 9 p.m., and I'll have classics again for you at noon tomorrow. We have a 30% chance of some showers a bit later this afternoon. Tonight, 20% chance of rain and a low of 51. Looks like for tomorrow we've got a sunny day in store for us, with a high of 82, a low of 63 Thursday night. You're listening to KPR. All Things Considered, just ahead here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online, kansaspublicradio.org.